while I let that thing run out on me there and don't know just exactly where I stopped. But anyhow, we was talking about this table that, have you heard, we let Patty have. She said she'd probably want to redo at least those two leaves. You know, they were a little bit weather pitted or something, but it all looked real good and they was proud of it. So we was proud of it, and we figured you'd just soon have the money, so we're going to put it in the credit union for you. And too, about this lamp that you had over there, I think Mommy might let them have that too if they want it. They talk like they did. And I don't know, we're going to try to get things all rounded up over there quite a little bit, just as quick as we can, and try to get the house ready to rent. Way we've been mixed up on this tape, I may be telling you the same things over and over and just repeating and repeating. I don't, as I said, this contraption is just sort of a jinx to me. Well, it works. It's not a jinx either, but it's, my mom said it's a novelty. I don't know if that's what it is or not. But anyhow, it's something we can sort of talk to you and let you talk back at us, even though we can't hear it at the same time. You know, it was really funny last night when old Mark's supposed to talk up there, and he said, "Hello, Rich," and then he waited just like he was waiting on the telephone for you to say hello back to him. But anyhow, we're going to try to make you a few tapes as often as we can and get them over to you, and maybe sing you a song on one now and then. We're proud to get Monty and Patty. I think they're real good. They hardly don't, well, at least they claim they can't sing, but I thought they'd done real good. We tried to use their guitar, and somehow or another, it just didn't sound right on this tape recorder. I don't know if it's the recorder, the way we was playing the guitar or what, but we might try one with this old guitar Jim's around here after a while. I don't know if Mama won't sing. She said she just wasn't much of a notion last night when we was up there, but maybe we'll try some other day when we're in a little better singing mood. And we hope you can enjoy it. At least it'll be a different noise than what you used to over there, imagine. Well, we've had just a little bit of problem here. I went on talking a while ago, and that thing wasn't recording. So we didn't catch until I talked about, seemed like 30 minutes, and then Mama talked about that long. We come to find out we were supposed to be playing, and we're just playing a blank tape over here. So you can see about what's happening over here when we try to make these things. I don't know if you have as much fun making them tapes as we do or not. Of course, it's just something that we'll have to get used to, I guess, before we can make them all sound right. Anyhow, I don't know what I was talking, something about the old guitar back there a while ago, and I don't know just where I was playing it or just what I was doing when it cut off, but I don't know what happened here. But anyhow, our play button was on, but the record wasn't. But we're going to fool around here a little bit and make as much of this tape as we can and talk, and we'll sing and play. So I guess I better shut up for a little while now, and we'll turn this thing back over to Mom and let her talk. Maybe it'll be recording this time, at least I hope it is, because it's going to take us about, look like 2 or 3 hours to make a 30-minute tape. We're going to have to learn to do better now, so we'll let her talk to you a little bit here, and we'll see you after a while.
You know us, never a dull moment, but oh, how I would love to have one every once in a while. All that yakking I done, just trying to say the right thing at the right time, and it's all for nothing. I mean, you know, I just can't win for losing. But, anyway, on the one that I made that didn't make, I was thanking you again for this dresser set you gave me. You told me that when we lived up on 811 Lamar, I said, all mothers said, you want to use it now, said you'll say you'll use it in your trailer, but then you'll wait till you get a house. Well, I got news for you. I'm using it, and it looks so pretty here on my dresser. My dresser is real nice, and that just seems like sets everything off. But I do use it and slip it back, each piece, in its plastic bag because I'm so proud of it. I want it to last just forever and ever. And the girls, for some unknown reason, leave it alone. So maybe I'm going to come into my own one of these days anyhow and have something that they won't be bugging me about all the time. Oh, they look at it and they want it, but they don't bother it. Well, while we were over at Baylor, Mark bought a Beck Joe a little set out of one of those gift shops over there. I could have skinned his pants. He is so liberal with her. Anything that she sees that she wants and he's got the money, he just goes ahead and buys it for her. And Anita's right the other way. She's so stingy, she wouldn't buy nothing if she could help it. But anyway, I kind of got after him a little bit about buying, not too much, but a little bit. But he said, well, Mother, she wanted it, so I got it for her. And I said, well, you don't have a whole lot of money, and you should try to save a little of it. He said, well, Mother said I was mean, and Daddy said he wasn't going to give me an allowance that week, but said he went ahead and gave it to me anyhow, and said, so really, I hadn't been out anything, said it really wasn't mine to spend. So anyway, she uses hers, and that helps some. She doesn't bug me about mine. But we were talking about trying to sing for you. We're going to try to do that River of Memories for you if we can get our self together here. And then we'll see if we can get the kids up and let them say something to you. But the act's goofy whenever they try to talk. They get to giggling, and they can't think of a thing in the world to say. I think they're scared of this mic. But I guess them acting goofy would even sound good to you now, because all you got to do is push that button and shut us off if we just get to where you can't take us no longer. So I'm going to cut this off just a second, and we're going to see if we can get this guitar tuned and see what we can sing. And I hope you enjoy it. At least, you know, we're thinking of you, and we want you to be careful. And like I say, there's going to be a lot of things that you'll come into contact with that you could do that wouldn't be morally right. And you know what you've been taught. You know that how I want you to be. And just because you're 21, that don't mean that Mama ever forgets trying to advise you, even though you don't like it. But you know, as long as I try to talk to you like this, that your welfare, moral, physical, in every way is on my mind, and that's just the way mamas are. So, you know, I know you'll do, yeah, I'll take what I want and what I don't want, why I won't take, but anyway, I'm going to talk to you like that anyhow. So we're going to try to sing a little bit for you.
There's an old ramshackle shack where in dreams I wander back and listen to those southern melodies. It was the place where I was born on a bright October morn, and it's nestled at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever go sailing down the river of memory to the little log cabin that's nestled in among the sycamore trees, where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world grows dreary? That's the cabin at the end of my river of memory. With a smiling welcome, she so gently beckons me to the cabin at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever go sailing down a river of memory to the little log cabin that's nestled in among the sycamore trees, where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world grows dreary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory. Well, I had started to sing a song on here, Rich, and I sort of got my tape messed up, so I'm just a little fill-in right along here. And We was playing it back over to see just how it sounded, so I decided to take this part of it out. So I don't know hardly what to say around here. A lot of the time we sort of act a little goofy, but I don't want you to think that everything is just sort of fun with us over here, because we do think of the serious sides of everything quite a little bit, and I don't want you to think that we ever forget you, and that we're not interested in what you're doing and how you're doing. And we want you to always remember that we serve a God that is able to take care of us. And remember that we'll be thinking of you, we'll be praying for you, and we'll be looking for the time when you can be coming back. So when you're on your missions, and we want you to remember, as you said once, that you felt like that God was your co-pilot. And I hope that you feel that way over there as well as you did over here. And just remember that we'll be thinking about you and be looking to hear from you as often as we can, and hoping that you're doing real good. And we want you to remember us too, and may God bless you. So I guess we'll just about have our tape filled back up here, and bye for this time. And we'll be trying to send you another one right away.
Didn't quite get all of it in there, but maybe you can sort of stand for this, and I don't remember all the words to my song.
We're going to try to sing this I Live in Glory for you. I don't know just how it's going to turn out. We'll do our best here.
I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior called me to that sweet home on high, I'll live in Him forever in glory by and by.
Oh yes, I'll live in glory, live in
glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story,
tell a story there
on high, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I want to be of service along this pilgrim way, and lead the lost to Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep Him every night, and live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
I just don't have it this morning either. Maybe one of these days we'll sing you one that sounds real pretty, but I don't know, I just can't sing, and when I can, I just can't. Daddy's going to wake the kids up and see if they want to play some. I tell you what's wrong, we try to do this too fast, and we just goof up. So, I think next tape, I'll put it on, say, the first of the week, and then whenever I feel like talking to you where it makes sense, I'll come in here and close the door and bolt the windows, and first one thing, another, and just have a good old confab with you. But that's our problem. We're trying to hurry too much, and we couldn't get a tune, we couldn't get it pitched. But, you know, your mom and daddy, they're game for anything, just about it. I did send you some little pamphlets from Brother Shelton, and also from Brother Woods, the newspaper that he publishes. I thought you might like to read that. Might be some of the boys over there that would enjoy reading something like that. And if there are and you want any more, why, I've got a good many of such as that. And I'd be proud to send it to you if you want me to.
Hello, Rich. This is Sis. This is Saturday morning, and I just got up out of bed. It's about 9 o'clock, and I'm so sleepy I don't even know what I'm saying. Mother and Daddy wanted me to do some talking to you, so, because they're trying to get this tape ready to send off. Becky Joe's still in bed, and Mark just woke up, and in a little bit it'll be his turn to say something. I don't know what Mom and Daddy's already said, but you know them, there's not much telling. I already told you what I, in the letters I wrote you, what I done over at the hospital, but I'll tell you again, I was over there about 9.5 days, and brother boy, I had a ball. I met these guys up there, and well, they used to come see me, and I'd come see them, and the nurses and doctors was real nice to me. Just anything I wanted, I could get it at any time. And my room was real neat, too. It was semi-private. But part of the time, I didn't have a roommate, which I liked all right, and I could do anything I wanted to and watch on TV anything I wanted to. And all the controls was over there by my bed. All you had to do was just push a button, the TV come on, push another button, and change channels. And I had the radio there where I could listen to about 4 or 5 different stations every time I wanted to. And we had 2 telephones in there in the room, and they were colored. And Becky Howard and Miss Howard called me just about every day. And I could call out, you know, anytime I wanted to, at night or anything. And people could call me in till 9 o'clock. And my beds were electric. I could just push a button, and the head would come up, push a button, or the middle would come up. Or I could even push another one and raise the level, make it real low by the floor, or real high, just whatever I wanted to do. And we had a little, our bathroom, which I didn't get to use much because I was on my cast, I couldn't get out of bed, but it was all done in yellow. And, man, I tell you, it was real neat. I'm going to keep this big old cast on for 8 weeks, and this coming Tuesday will be 4 weeks that I've had it on, so I've got about another month. And it comes about a foot above my knee, and you'd think it'd be pretty bundlesome, but it's not. About the only time it ever bothers me is when I get kind of hot and sweaty, because I can feel the sweat trickling down my leg, and that bugs me a little bit. But whenever we go anywhere, all of us, we go in a Cadillac with air conditioner on, and it makes it real nice. And at times, you wouldn't even think I even have it on, because it doesn't bother me. And I don't have any more pain, and I have to have this one on for a few more weeks and everything, and then I have to have another one to come below my knee. I don't know exactly how long, but I'm hoping I'll be all out time school starts. And speaking of tapes, boy, those 2 tapes that you sent us is just real good. They sound just exactly like it. Last night when we was up at Patty's house and I was practicing, boy, I'm going to tell you, if I sound like I sound to myself, I sound pretty weird, because I thought, you know, to me, I sound all right, but on them tapes, that's something else. Since I got back from the hospital, I hadn't been doing too much. I could make up my bed and wash the dishes and just things like that. One night, it was last Saturday night, me and Mark went up to Patty's house at about 9 o'clock and babysitted to going on one. They went to the show with some friends, and Mother wouldn't let me go up there by myself, so I told Mark I'd have the money, you know, with him, and they give me $3, so we both made $1.50, and I'm doing a little bit of ironing for Patty. Well, in fact, I've got about 2 dozen here at the house now that I'm going to do, and that'll be $3 for me, and I just do things just like that. I can't work in the yard, and you know how much I like to do that, but that's something I'll just have to give that up. And Mom and Daddy won't let me have a car very much to go riding around. They're afraid I'll butt my leg and faint at the wheel or do something. They just won't let me. We went to town the other day, and Mother let me drive the Cadillac everywhere, but she was up there in the front seat with me. And one time I got to go to Patty's by myself in the car, but I hadn't got to drive your car yet. The insurance has been out, and now we've got, I guess, insurance on it, but since it don't have air conditioning, Mother, she doesn't let me drive it too much. But just as soon as I can get this big cast off and get my little one on, I'm going to go gin around Saturday night on it. Well, Rich, the tape is getting kind of low, and I think Mark wants to say something, so I'm going to let him have it now. And if we have time, maybe we can all say bye to you again. So I'll sign off now. Bye.
Bye, Rich. Take care of yourself.
Bye, Bud, and we'll be talking at you again pretty soon. We're going to let Mark talk a little before the tape runs, so be careful.
Well, Rich, I'll say bye now. You take care of yourself, and we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rich. How you doing? We've been doing okay, I guess.
We sure do miss you. An airplane crashed into where Becky Howard works, and it nearly hit the building. Well, it crashed into the parking lot, and it nearly hit the building, and it demolished 49 cars. Mama took me swimming yesterday, and Becky threw a fit because she didn't have a bathing suit to go in swimming, but she just went over there and waded in a little pool. Mama let me go off the diving board, but she wouldn't let me go off the high diving board. We're going to go down to Cleburne the 4th of July, and we're going to paint the house and get it ready to paint the inside of the house and get it ready to rent and hang some doors and everything. And Daddy thinks we can go to an auction so see if he can find some doors for the house down there. We've already got two down there to put on the closet. I might get to go up there to Slayton this summer for a few days and stay with some of my friends who lives up there in the trailer park where we used to live. Mama and Daddy will take me up on Saturday, and then I'll get to ride the bus back on a Wednesday. Becky's asleep, so it don't look like she's going to get to say anything. She said something last night on the other side, but she didn't say much. You get it. I bet you got a kick out of what Robert said on the other side. Well, the tape is getting low, so I'll go ahead and say bye, but I'll try to talk until it runs out. And if I don't get to say bye when it runs out, bye now. Last night we went to Patty's and we had a lot of fun. We was singing and the song that they sang, I think it was real good. Oh yeah, your radio, it doesn't work when it's plugged into the wall. I don't know what's the matter with it, but it'll work just fine when it's on batteries. I think it's where that you hook it up to the electricity, the wire goes into the radio or something, and it didn't get in good connection, but I'm scared to do anything with it. I'm afraid I'd broke it up worse. How's the weather over there? It got up to 113 here yesterday. No telling how hot it'll get here today. I stayed up till last night with the air conditioner on so I could get the house cool. We sure miss you, and we'll sure be glad when you get to come home because it just don't seem right that you're not here. Well, Rich, Mama wants to say something to you now. Well, buying it for me.
We played your first tape last night up there for Monty and Patty to listen, and Patty really got a charge out of that when you was telling us about all the girls you was writing, and you couldn't remember Paula's name. She said, boy, that's something. Writing girl, and can't even remember her name. Writing so many of them. But anyway, there's safety in numbers, I guess, huh? Well, this tape is getting closer and closer to the end, and Daddy and I are going to run to town and get it off and get your package off. Bye-bye.